This is Area 54. Music from the future. Life is all about you, and not at all about you. Now that's two opposing thoughts, and yet both of them are true. How can you experience everything you choose to do while observing the experience you're having from a higher view? See, it's the question, not the answer, that's the higher view. Otherwise, you couldn't differentiate between the two. Awareness, but of who? You think you hurt me, but I promise I was letting you. They say we're all one, but where have we been heading to? I'd rather die free than have to live inside a petting zoo. I am the journey that I'm getting to. This location. I am the map, so I travel back in time. I have everything I want, cause my imagination is mine. But mine is not enough for me, cause I am not my mind. I could see it all, but never get to see, I'm truly blind. I could be it all, but all identity is intertwined. The moon is only bright cause it reflects the sunshine. Medicine and poisons and acquired taste, so I started taking selfies of somebody else's face.
disco time, baby, 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 at Area 54.
Thank you. 54. Elevator music from the mothership.
And smack from the Netherlands there. Tim and Mike, Area 54 with you, and really like the sound of this song. Lake Erie, kind of a cool down-tempo track for these guys. It's off their latest album, Juicy Fruit. Worka, before that, did a song called A Revolution Blue. It's off the album Colors of a Red Brick Raft.
Yes, a brick raft. That would work, right?
A red brick raft, yeah. The colors of it. I imagine you probably wouldn't have much time to see the colors before it sank. The Avalanche is featuring Jonathan Donahue. Did a song called Colors. Yeah, it's cool to see the Avalanches back out doing the same stuff they've always done. But
after, what, 20 years?
Yeah, it's been so long. That's off the album Wildflowers.
They kept their sound, though.
They did keep their sound.
People were so excited to have them back.
I mean, I didn't even hear about the Avalanches touring. I just kind of thought they gave it up, just disbanded. But maybe they did, and now they just came
they
back
were just
with an album.
Hiatus.
Snackadactyl did a song called Fall Underneath. That's off the album Sleep in the Water. Zoo, these guys will be playing at What the Festival, did a song called Good Life. That's off the album Generation Y. And we start off the whole set with Breakbot. The song's called Back for More. It's off the album Still Waters.
Yeah, so the What the Festival is the weekend of June 17th, right?
Yep, it is.
So,
hey, they've got a pretty cool app out, too, and you can listen to the artists that are playing. This is a really good... I like this a lot better than just going to the site, because you download the app for free, and all the artists come up, and right on them is a play button. You can play and listen to kind of what their sound is. And I've already discovered some pretty cool tracks just from the app. And just because of the fact that I'm lazy, I have never been able to do this, but I'm going to probably get through all the artists and see what they all sound like for What the Festival. Just go to whatfestival.com, or you can go out into the iPhone App Store and get it there as the What the Festival app.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Is our music on there too?
Our music's on there, yep. You go to Area 54. And
what do we sound like?
I just put an old set that we did at What the Festival. We sound... We sound like us.
We sound like us.
Yeah.
Oh, that crappy? Really?
I don't know. There's some pretty good music on. There's some pretty good stuff on there.
Is
on
it
the
a full set or is it a snippet?
Yeah, I think there's a 45-minute set on
there. Wow, that's amazing.
Yep,
that's
you can
so
listen
cool.
to
it. Just, that on the, I had no idea.
Yeah, and then, of course, we've got our typical picture of us in the mothership. So,
yes, perfect picture of us.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, we'll get some comments on that.
Yep.
All right, we're Tim and Mike. We're going to leave you guys with some more music before we're out of here. We got some, actually, a couple tracks, different Bonobo tracks in this one. They sound different enough, I guess, that are off of different albums and shows you the range that Bonobo has, right? It's
like yeah, he's got really good range. I consider Bonobo that has the same sound, you know, as kind of almost like a Fakir. It's pretty cool stuff, but maybe a little bit darker.
He's been around a lot longer.
Oh, he is.
Than Fakir. We also have some Beardy Man, speaking of being around long, Jose Padilla. That guy's been around forever. Wow. He's like the great grandfather of that Ibiza sound. And yeah. We got some Roosevelt, some Gang Signs. So a lot of good stuff coming up here. We'll see you later.
All right. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening.